Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Lunar Love of the Podcast acknowledges the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast is recorded, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Welcome to this week's episode of Lunar Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine. And today we're kicking off eclipse season with the Taurus new moon and solar eclipse. The Taurus new moon and solar eclipse will take place on Sunday, May 1st at 6:28 a.m. in Sydney, Saturday, April 30th at 9:28 p.m. in London and 4:28 p.m. in New York. The energy of an eclipse is best thought as a kind of push forward onto an aligned path. So for some of us, that will feel awesome. It'll come with clarity and precision. For others of us, it will feel forceful and perhaps be a little bit fuzzy and unclear and maybe even surprising in the way that it shows up for you. The trick with the eclipse energy is to trust that whatever is unfolding under this eclipse is putting you on the correct path for you. So it might look different to what's happening to everybody else. It might look different to how you envisaged it or what you thought you required in this moment. But the eclipse knows, and you have to have faith in that. Eclipses tend to heighten and accelerate energy. So know that whatever comes your way was always destined for you. It was inevitable. All an eclipse is doing is speeding up the delivery, which, if you're impatient like me, is a good thing. With that in mind, your ticket through this is to have complete trust in the process, whatever that process ends up being for you. If you are prone to fear and anxiety by replaying the past or fixating on the future, ground yourself under this Earth eclipse and try replacing that fear with faith, even if it's just as an experiment, to see what results this simple change in mindset yields. It has been said in certain astrological circles that you don't really have to set an intention or focus your efforts on manifestation under an eclipse. All of that is taken care of for you. What I will say, however, is watch that your thoughts, feelings, actions, and faith are aligned with your authentic self and what it is you desire for your future, because that is the energy that the eclipse will be reading. Does that make sense? So as long as you are going about your day in alignment with yourself, the eclipse is going to know what path to put you on. If you are out of alignment with what it is you want to create in your life, even if you're not sitting down to consciously manifest, that's going to be very confusing for the eclipse energy. If you have felt like your intention is really close, perhaps it's something that you've been working on over the last few months, if you felt like you can taste what's ahead but it's not quite here yet, this eclipse has the potential to catapult it into your field. It's also been said that eclipses have the potential to activate karmic bonds, soul contracts, and soul connections. I'm just going to say, expect the unexpected. Before we jump into the significance of Taurus, I just want to mention that there is some planetary energy at play alongside this eclipse. We've got Jupiter and Venus in alignment during this eclipse, which I'm hoping, fingers crossed, gives this eclipse a soft, nourishing, and love-filled expression. Venus is, of course, the ruler of Taurus, so this energy will already be felt. The eclipse and alignment with Jupiter, the planet of expansion, will just enhance it. Venus, and Taurus for that matter, are all about self-worth. So again, as an experiment, see if you can be open to receiving wholeheartedly whatever comes up for you during this eclipse, knowing that you're worthy of everything you desire and so much more. The energy of Uranus will also be influencing this eclipse. Uranus is the planet of freedom and evolution. Allow the evolution of your soul to happen naturally as changes sweep in and once again catapult you into your destiny. The more I speak about this eclipse, the more excited I am about the gifts it's going to bring. I hope you are too. All right, let's chat about Taurus energy so we can determine the flavor of this particular new moon. In last week's episode, we spoke about Taurus season. You can expect all of that energy amplified. As a reminder, the mantra for Taurus is I have, and we're being called to draw all of our senses to what we have right now in this very moment and what it is that having means to us. And if you struggle with this, then come right back to your roots, like literally into the earth. You have earth beneath your feet. The sun shining on you through the day and the moon guiding you by night. There are so many earthly pleasures around us at all times. Not having what we want or think we need can often trump appreciating all of the abundance that we already experience day to day. This Taurus new moon is about marinating in gratitude for all that you have right now in this present moment. Like I said before, Taurus is ruled by the planet Venus, so finding beauty and femininity in the energy of this moon will also allow you to surrender to the magic that unfolds. A really beautiful way to honor Venus energy might be to perform a new moon ritual outside in the garden and offer your intentions up to the fertile soil, the flowers in blossom, and the abundant wildlife. All right, let's have a look at some ways we can work with this Taurus new moon and solar eclipse. Firstly, indulge in the senses. Taurus is an extremely sensual sign. Think of ways you can indulge all of your senses. Scent, sound, taste. I almost forgot the senses. I didn't write them down because I was like, she'll remember them. No. Scent, sound, taste, touch, and sight. I'm thinking a sunset picnic, a culturally explosive feast, a cacao ceremony. The options are endless. If you've never done a cacao ceremony before, Holly as a Party holds incredible ceremonies online, and she actually has one scheduled for the night of this new moon. I'll put a link in the show notes of this episode if you want to sign up, you feel called to doing a cacao ceremony. She does do them in 3 session lots, so you sign up for 3 months worth, but honestly, the connection and the reverence that you get from a cacao ceremony is not only just so beneficial to your spirit, but is also really in line with the energy of this eclipse. And speaking of Holly, she is helping me launch my new book, Make You Happen, with an in-conversation happening via Zoom on Tuesday, the 3rd of May. This is a free event. All we ask is that if you can and you have the means to, that you donate the cost of a ticket to give it for the Northern New South Wales floods. If you'd like to come along to that event, you'll find the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/book-launch. Okay, let's get back to that Taurus new moon. I got sidetracked. Take up a creative hobby. Creativity is a very Taurian quality, and throwing yourself into a creative project, especially if you're quite an analytical person, is a beautiful act of surrender. If creativity comes naturally to you. If it doesn't, and hey, that is not all of us, perhaps try something simple like colouring in, a beautiful colouring in book, or doodling, or maybe some sort of like creative dish in the kitchen. Just channeling your creativity however you can. And it's such a cliche thing to say for an earth moon, but I only say it because it's true. Get out in nature. Again, use all of your senses in this nature immersion. Allow it to heal and hold you. For some of you, this might be gardening or bushwalking. For others, it might be a day at the beach or going on a coastal walk. Hey, maybe just go and hang out in your local nursery. I do that all the time when I'm feeling a little bit frazzled. Speaking of gardening, new moons are all about planting metaphorical seeds, but why not plant some actual seeds under this new moon and infuse them with the energy of whatever you desire for your future and see what grows. Lastly, Taurus rules the throat. So if you're into chanting now, or chanting, we recorded my audiobook the other day and I realized that I say a lot of words quite proper when I'm either recording a podcast or a book, but in everyday life, I don't talk like that. So I can't believe I just said chanting. Chanting. So if you're into chanting, it is a wonderful time to practice some chanting. I actually think I say chanting now that I'm saying it, to practice some chanting at home. And the idea here is to actually feel the reverberation in your throat. If you've never done any chanting before, what you might like to do is head to Spotify, type in Kirtan, K-I-R-T-A-N, and there'll be some beautiful chanting music that you can actually chant along with it. So basically they give you a mantra and you repeat it over and over again. It's very good for the throat. It's very healing for the spirit. Not into chanting. That is cool. Nobody's going to hold it against you. Singing at the top of your lungs to your favorite T Swift song will absolutely work too. My go-to at the moment is actually Mr. Harry Styles. I think I caught the Coachella bug after watching it on TikTok. But singing really loudly. And again, all you're trying to do is feel that reverberation in your throat. That's going to activate that Taurus energy. I will be holding a very special new moon and solar eclipse circle for all of my Lunar Lover members. If you'd like to be a part of it, all you need to do is make yourself a member. And to do that, you just have to head to the link in the show notes of this episode or go to my website, jordanalevine.com/lunar. Lover. You're free to cancel your membership at any time. Not that you'll want to, but if that is what is scaring you from signing up to a membership, do not fear. Have faith. You can cancel whenever you like. Are you following Lunar Lover on Instagram? If not, I highly recommend that you do that. It's a really fun feed. The handle is @lunar_lover. Until next moon, what are we looking at? Oh, so we have started eclipse season, like I said. So the next moon is a Scorpio full moon and it is a lunar eclipse. So we're going to be holding on to this eclipse energy for a couple of weeks. So in saying that, if the things that I said will likely unfold with this Taurus new moon don't unfold on Sunday, hang tight. You have 2 weeks of this energy pretty much. So you will be feeling it across this 2 weeks and then after the Scorpio full moon and lunar eclipse as well. So just give yourself a month to see the effects. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.